Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Think Like an Integrator podcast. And one of my project managers, Riley, is joining me for this episode. You guys got to know her in a previous episode. We'll make sure that we link it on here. I think, were we talking about evergreen funnels last time, Riley? Is that okay? I was trying to remember what we talked about. So we're still in our like kind of funnel mindset today, but we wanted to really dig into one of our favorite tools for leveraging your digital product business, and that would be Kajabi. You've probably heard of Kajabi. It's very popular when it comes to growing your digital product business. And we want to talk through some of the things that we personally really enjoy about Kajabi and give you some like kind of tips and tricks for when you are using Kajabi. I will say that when we were thinking through all of the details for this episode, it was a little bit difficult to think about how to talk about Kajabi and not like screen share and show you Kajabi. So definitely bear with us. We still have some fun things that we want to share. And then if you'd like some additional just kind of helpful support when it comes to working with Kajabi, please reach out because we'd love to talk with you one-on-one about that too. So, okay. Well, Riley, I'm so glad you're back on the podcast. So thank you so much for jumping on today with me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be back. This is like one of my favorite topics. So I'm excited.
Yes, yes. Me too. So let's talk about maybe, I know I just said that Kajabi is pretty popular. So if you're searching for a course platform or a platform to like house your digital products, you've probably heard of Kajabi. But just in case somebody hasn't heard of Kajabi, maybe we just do like a quick little like 30-second synopsis of like, what is Kajabi for somebody that is pretty new to the topic?
Yeah. So Kajabi is an all-in-one platform that a lot of digital businesses use. So people use different aspects of Kajabi, whether it's for a digital course or a membership, but there are a lot of aspects of Kajabi that I see a lot of businesses don't fully take advantage of, which we're going to talk about a little bit today. But it houses email marketing, websites, funnels, podcasting. So it's a really great platform to use if you're a digital business.
Absolutely. And actually, I'll go ahead and put the little shout out there that like I personally use Kajabi for my own digital product. So my website is a Show It website. So my website is not a Kajabi website, but I use Kajabi products. I use Kajabi offers. I use Kajabi email marketing. So there's a lot of things inside of Kajabi that I personally use, so just to kind of, I guess, add to the fact that like, I really do love it. Like I'm using it in my own brand, as well as we've also worked with so many of our businesses on their Kajabi backend for setting things up inside of their businesses. I remember when probably like 10 years ago. I don't even know how long Kajabi's been around, but I remember like a long time ago when I was looking at my own digital course product. Like what feature and like tech did I want to use? And I actually used Thinkific for a little while. Then I used Teachable for a little while. And then ultimately I've ended up in Kajabi, and that's where I've been for the last probably 6 or 7 years I've been inside of Kajabi. And it can feel kind of intimidating when you're first like looking at Kajabi because there are so many features. And I remember when I first started, like that's actually why I didn't go with Kajabi, because it felt kind of overwhelming to have all of those things. And so I went with, at the time, Thinkific was a little bit more stripped down. I think that's changed. But at the time, that's how it was. Let's talk a little bit about like the potential overwhelm, but how we actually don't think it's that overwhelming. We feel like it's like a really great kind of all-in-one tool for them.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot from different people that I've talked to, because Kajabi, let's be real, can be kind of a beast because of everything that it can do. So I think that a lot of people's mindset is, especially if you're a small business or just starting out, that it's too big right now, but you'll work your way up to it. But I kind of like to challenge the other side, that if you see yourself getting to the point of growing and trying to expand your business, let's go ahead and build on a platform so that you don't have to go through the headache of of moving later, of taking all the courses that you worked so hard on and transitioning them over. Same with your website pages and emails. So that is something that I would encourage you to think through, is where do you see yourself within the next couple of years? Because if it would warrant a move, let's go ahead and set you up for success now. So that's kind of a challenge that I would put out there.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree. I know for myself, again, when I was moving platforms, it was hard. Like, it was a lot of work. And I wish I had set things up in a way that allowed me to avoid having to go through and do that. And so I think moving is harder than just setting Kajabi up from the beginning. So let's talk about maybe some like simple things that somebody could do when they're first starting to like work inside of Kajabi.
Yeah. I would also say we're talking to visionaries right now and you have big ideas, which can sometimes feel overwhelming. So when you see all the possibilities that Kajabi can give you, don't feel like you have to do all of it all at once. If you see there's a podcast feature, that's great to use. But if that's not where you're at right now, that's okay. And you're not underutilizing the platform, but it's there when you want to use it later. So let's say you're brand new in a Kajabi account and you're getting started. Kajabi does a really great job of handholding you and walking you through different steps for setting up your Kajabi account. But one thing that I often see that people don't do inside their account, similar to Canva, how you can have a little brand kit inside your Canva account, Kajabi also has something like that where you can set up your branding colors and you can get everything set up to where it makes later on designing in Kajabi, building emails in Kajabi significantly easier. So there's lots of templates that you can use and things like that, that in the long run will really pay off. So that's something that I would encourage you to do, is set up a brand kit. And then also setting up your really basic pages that every Kajabi user needs. So there are certain things that I notice when I log into a lot of our clients' Kajabis. There are things called static pages, which are like 404 pages where if somebody goes to a broken link, it leads you there. Or your login page, things like that that you want to make sure are branded to really speak your business and your brand. And designing those to where they don't have the Kajabi branding, but they have your branding, gives you a level up with using the platform. So those are just like a couple really quick tips if you're just getting started.
I love all of those. And I know mine were similar like years ago when I was first getting started. I'm like, oh, I like all of these little things that I want to make sure have been done well, so that brand experience carries through. Because I mentioned when we started this, like, so I'm in Kajabi, but I don't use the website feature. But for example, some of those pages and things that Riley was just mentioning, I still need those because my products are in Kajabi. So somebody's going to a login page that's housed in Kajabi and then moving to their library or moving to like throughout the Kajabi platform, just on like the course and like product side of things. So I personally think that that can just add to the brand experience of like, it just looks really beautiful when somebody's navigating through all of those different features. So it can kind of move seamlessly between whether your website's in Kajabi or not, like how mine is in Show It, and then jumping over into the course platform. It works really, really well.
Exactly.
Something else that I think is really helpful to think about if you're kind of going back to our point of, you know, maybe you're just getting started with digital products and you're worried about like, is Kajabi too much? Something that Riley and I have talked about before, and actually this is something that I did years ago when I was debating on the move to Kajabi, is making a list of the things that Kajabi could do for you right now. And again, I love Riley's suggestion of like, don't get too many ideas when you dive in. Like, don't feel too overwhelmed with like, ooh, podcast, ooh, this, ooh, that. Like, you don't have to do all of it right now. But I'm willing to bet you that there's probably 3, maybe 4 features inside of Kajabi that you could take advantage of pretty early on in your like digital product journey. Maybe it's products, maybe it's offers, maybe it's email marketing. So just a handful of those. And if you think about all of the other tech that you would need and you weigh the cost of having one platform that you can log in and you can see all of that versus having to log into multiple. I mentioned like with my own, my email marketing is inside of Kajabi. And while I do love Kit, and there's certain things about Flowdesk and some of these other email marketing platforms that I do enjoy. For me personally, it's work to have it all in Kajabi. I can log in, I can see all of my offers, which is like my checkout feature, how people pay, and kind of go through that process. I can see all of those, I can see all of the products, I can see all of my customers inside of those things, and then my email marketing and my forms are all there too. So it cut back on some of the other tech and some of the other expenses that I would need to have one platform to handle all of that. So if you're just getting started, I actually think that could save you in the long run rather than having multiple different tech and tools to have to learn. You just have one and you learn it really well from the beginning.
Yeah, I totally agree. I actually didn't really think about the learning side of things too, because you are learning Kajabi, which can be have a learning curve with it. But if you are learning an email marketing tool, you're also learning a podcast feature, you're also learning the course platform, the checkouts of all the different products that you could have in other places. You can simplify that by having it all in one place. And I know that Kajabi sometimes can be a little bit more of an expensive platform, but if you go through all of the things that you need, like Kat just mentioned, so your emails, your website, landing pages, funnels, checkouts, things like that, and add the cost of all of those up, and then look at how much Kajabi costs and see, really make a wise decision and with your business to see which is a better cost-effective tools for you to use.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know we mentioned this when we were like prepping for this episode too, Riley, that like, again, sometimes that cost can, you know, be a deterrent for people. But for all of the reasons that we just said, it's why we actually lean towards Kajabi for beginners. So if you are on here and maybe you've never created a digital product before, and you're thinking like in 2025, you want to launch your first course, or you want to have your first, you know, masterclass template, whatever it might be, like, again, do a little bit of research on, make a list of what are the tools you're already using, and can they do that for you? And do you just need to lean into those? Or could you start with Kajabi and really dig into their tutorials? And there's so many YouTube videos about Kajabi and just like the support that they have to create the product in that first funnel for yourself, all in one platform. Let's talk. So hopefully we've convinced you, if you are like a beginner, that we like Kajabi. And we think that Kajabi could be like a really great tool for you. I want to talk about two different things. I want to make sure that we share a couple more like little hacks that we have for Kajabi if you're using it for the first time, or maybe you've been in it for a while and you don't feel like you're really leveraging it the way that you want. So we definitely want to touch on that. I also want to talk about how Kajabi can work for a variety of different business owners. Riley and I have a lot of experience with that because we have a wide array of business owners that we've worked with, and they've all been inside of Kajabi. So Riley, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about some of the different businesses that have utilized Kajabi.
This is actually one of my favorite things because it's so interesting when you work in the online space, and when I get to be inside so many different client businesses, I just learn so many things about all these topics. So it's so fun. And it's cool to see different businesses use the same platform but do it differently because their brands are different. So I guess just listing out some of the businesses that we've used with this, we've worked with people who are in PR. They've used Kajabi for different memberships and products that they've done, websites, all of those things. People who are in real estate, who are building real estate businesses and they're teaching other real estate agents how to do what they do. People who are in the exercise space, in the autoimmune space, veterinary, continued education, all of those things. Really, the possibilities are endless when it comes to things like that, which just echoes what we do as being online business owners and business creators, is you can really take your zone of genius and then expand on it and spread your message to your ideal audience using the tool. So I think that that's just a really awesome thing.
Absolutely. And I think it's cool. Like for me, I think about it on two different perspectives. One, of course, we love the idea of like being unique. And like you, with Riley's point of all of those different types of businesses, like they're all so unique. Their ideal clients are so different. Like a songwriting company is not looking for the same person that a needlework company is like looking for. Like totally different types of business owners and just other, you know, customers that they're looking to attract. And so we want to have a platform for our businesses that allows us to feel like we can lean into that uniqueness and like what is just so different about that brand. And so I love that Kajabi allows us to do that. But then on the flip side, what's so cool is that it has so many templates and things inside of it that allow you to then pick and choose what works for your audience and what you feel like is going to make the most sense when you're like creating, even just from the product side. Like again, there's so many different features of Kajabi, but if we just leaned into the product side, there's a variety of different templates you can pick and choose based on how many modules you have. Is it a membership? Is it not? Is it just templates? Like, what are you doing? What do you want your customers to do when they log in? And so that in and of itself, I think, makes it even cooler that like, okay, great, I can be unique and fun, but I also have this template that like I can plug and play what I need for my audience in here.
Yeah, I think that would also give you a lot of peace of mind too in knowing that this is a trusted and proven platform to do things like this. So while you're venturing out and starting a business or you're thinking about growing your already established business to the next level, then knowing that you can put it on a platform that you can trust and that you know other business owners use just gives that peace of mind.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I love that. So within thinking about like the templates and things, what are some like little hacks or like things that we like to use inside of Kajabi so we're working like smarter, not harder in the platform?
Totally. So Kajabi does have some already pre-built templates that you can choose from, which is great because then you're not staring at a blank screen because I know a lot of people get stuck with that. A tip that I have with that would be if you choose a Kajabi template that you want, I would also challenge you to go look at some other businesses that you like. So if there are other owners that you follow that you really like their sales page or you really like things about their website, look at the canvases or the different sections on their homepage or their sales page and see if those line up well with what's on the Kajabi templates. Because the Kajabi templates look beautiful, but you also want to make sure you're being strategic in what you're putting on the template. So that's one tip that I have there is just really make sure that you're being strategic with what you're putting where, because while they're really beautiful, you also want to make sure you have that strategic mindset and not all of the templates are super strategic with sales page strategy or website page strategy. Another option that you can do is there are a lot of different platforms that actually sell custom Kajabi templates. So you don't have to stick with just Kajabi's templates, which are free, but you can purchase another Kajabi template. Or you can hire someone to come into your Kajabi account and maybe build templates for you. So maybe you're not ready for a full sales page yet, but you want to have a custom Kajabi template that's in your brand that has your face on it, that has all of your colors and all of the things. So setting up some custom Kajabi page templates that are for you could be a huge time saver later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great. I've done that with our email marketing templates where we've created several. I think we have three or four right now that we're like actively using because we do like an end of week Friday email, but then we do a midweek podcast like announcement email. We have sales emails. And so we can go ahead and you know, pre-design, okay, for these emails, we want this to be the header. And we know we usually have like a GIF in it. So we'll go ahead and put like the image placeholder and then we'll do buttons and then here's the footer that we want. And so we can do some things in there to jazz it up so that when you're getting the email in the inbox, like I feel excited, you know, for my audience to like receive that email. But then from like a time perspective, it saved us because we've already designed, like, of course we're swapping out the content, but like the buttons could already be linked to Spotify or to, you know, wherever I'm going to send them to, like we can have some of that already done ahead of time. So we're not reinventing the wheel every time. So like, I've really liked the email template. And I know, again, other email marketing platforms and things will have that too. But just having it all in one inside of Kajabi has been really nice.
Yeah. And the fact that those things all talk to each other. So for example, if you're sending out an email and you're going to a sales page or you're going to a lead funnel that you have for your free opt-in, all of those things automatically talk to each other because they're in Kajabi. So it's really easy to get them to work well together because the form that's on your landing page is a Kajabi form and it's triggering Kajabi tags. And then it's going to your Kajabi email sequence. And then that's leading to your Kajabi product that you set up. So while you can do that with other platforms, we do that all the time with different platforms, with your connecting different things with a Zap or things like that. You can totally do that, but it makes things feel like they're a little bit more organized. They're all in one place and a little less duct taped together in a sense. So I feel like it goes a long way for me. Again, just going back to that peace of mind kind of thing, that everything is right there.
Absolutely. That was actually one of the reasons why I ended up switching to Kajabi. Like, yes, I mentioned before the cost, when I was weighing the cost of all of these other platforms together, it made sense to jump into Kajabi. But at the time when I switched over, I didn't have a team like I did now. So now it would be easier to maybe have multiple different platforms and tech and like kind of check-ins on things like that. But at the time it was myself and an assistant that was doing like maybe 5-6 hours a week. Like, she wasn't doing very much in my brand. And so a lot of it was on me. And so specifically for those of you guys that are in that more solopreneur bucket, it really is so convenient to log into one spot and I can see how my customer has worked through the customer journey. I don't have to worry about a Zap potentially breaking, or I'm downloading CSVs and uploading CSVs, or like figuring out any of that. That's not to say Kajabi isn't perfect. You know, there's definitely sometimes things that go a little bit wonky in there, just like any platform. But for the most part, it's so much easier to manage all of the moving pieces because it all lives in one platform.
Totally. And I would also, speaking to the business owner that's already in Kajabi, if you're hearing us talk about this and you're hearing all the different features that it has and you're wondering like, I wonder if I'm optimizing this well, or maybe I haven't taken advantage of certain aspects of this that I want to grow in, maybe consider doing an audit of your Kajabi, or if you want somebody else to log into your Kajabi for you just with like fresh eyes and do a Kajabi audit to see, are things talking to each other right? Did I set up the automations correctly? How are my landing pages looking? That type of thing could also be a really beneficial thing for you to do a full sweep Kajabi audit and see where you can grow and improve in different areas of the platform.
Yes, that is such a great suggestion. And I love how you said, like, just do an audit. And I'm over here like, just get Riley to do the audit for you because she's so good at those things. Because you're so good at kind of figuring out like, oh, wait, but what about this? And like, this isn't talking over here, like that 404 page or any of those little things. And so definitely reach out if you want to get some more information and like jump on a roadmap call with Riley to kind of talk through like, okay, how can I do this? And how can we make sure that you're optimizing this platform that you are investing in? And we want to make sure that it's working so smoothly for you and also for your customer journey.
Exactly. Yeah. I love diving into the like the weeds of people's businesses and seeing what I can find. So it's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Something else I'll share. This isn't necessarily like a hack, but just something that I've appreciated about Kajabi is when I'm working in the forms and in with the automations. I know we mentioned before that it's so nice that there are things that are already directly inside of Kajabi. So because I'm using their email marketing, I can use forms and landing pages inside of Kajabi, and it's all right there to set it up to then pop them into a specific email sequence that I want. But because I don't use the Kajabi website, I've actually really liked that I can customize the forms well to embed on my Show It website, and they look very pretty and branded and like they fit perfectly there. I know sometimes you might even be thinking that about your own website, like you embed a form and it still feels kind of clunky. Like you're like, this button isn't working right, or the text doesn't look as well. Like, I've really appreciated that I've been able to work with the Kajabi forms to embed them to still visually look the way that I want. And then on the back end, all of those automations are working so smoothly.
Yeah, Kajabi does work well with other platforms. So like Kat's business, if you're not fully in Kajabi and you still have a Show It website or things like that that you love, it does work well with other platforms, and you can use a Zap to connect things too. So don't feel like if you're not fully in Kajabi, then you're not utilizing it. You totally can if you're not completely in the platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm sure as you guys are listening to this, you might be thinking about like other specific Kajabi questions. So I'm going to go ahead and like repeat to like, please reach out, whether that's like having a full on like roadmap call that's like specifically diving into you and your Kajabi account, or if it's like a quick little one-off question, like we're here to help and like be supportive. So like shoot us a DM or send an email, let us know like any specific questions that we can help with, or even like it gives us great ideas for like future episodes and other things things we can like dive more fully into based on some of the things that you guys are doing inside of Kajabi and like other questions that you might have. Any last like tips or just encouragement for them, Riley, if somebody's like diving into Kajabi for the first time?
Yeah, I would say, well, I know this sounds a little bit cheesy, but like you can do it. I know that diving into something like this does feel a little bit overwhelming. Or if you're already in it, like I said earlier, it might feel a little bit overwhelming doing the cleanup of maybe it's already a little bit messy, but don't give up. You can go ahead and like really optimize the platform, make it work for you so that in the long run, you don't feel like you are working so hard with all of the different aspects of your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love the like cheerleader in us of like, just start. Like you really can do it. No, definitely. And we do have an affiliate link, which gives you access to a free trial inside of Kajabi. So we're going to make sure that we link that in the description. That way, if you're not inside of Kajabi and you would like to get started, it's completely free to sign up and start poking around and watch some of the video tutorials and kind of make yourself at home inside of the space and then reach out to us if you have any additional questions and things that we could help you with. Thank you guys so much for listening in on this Kajabi episode. And Riley, thank you for jumping on with me again. I'm sure you'll be back on the podcast at some point, but I'm so glad we could chat a little bit about Kajabi today.
It was so fun. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I will see you next time.